Shout a powerful hallelujah. Praise my soul, the King of heaven. Let everyone praise the name of the Lord. Our God is slow to anger. Quick to bless. In his hand, he gently takes care of us. I want to appreciate God for the privilege to be here this morning. I want to celebrate our daddy for this great opportunity. And thank you also, mommy. We appreciate this great opportunity. And we are trusting God that God will do great things here this morning. Can the church shout a powerful hallelujah? This morning we are answering questions. And we want to trust God that God will speak to our hearts. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse
4, Paul
says that my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man wisdom. But in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. That our faith should not stand in the wisdom of men. But in the power of the living God. Anytime we come here to answer questions, we have not come here with enticing words of men. We come preaching and prophesying. When we answer one question that somebody has sent to us, it is for thousands and millions of people. So when you hear the answers, it's possible that the Lord will be speaking to you. And we pray that the Lord will continually speak to us in Jesus' name. Can I hear a bigger amen? Our first question goes like this. I'm a graduate. I've worked for 10 years, married with kids. Because of my work, it's not working. My work is not working. I would love to relocate my family abroad. Am I taking the right decision? Please help me. That is the question that this writer has written to us. Every day we make decisions in life. Whether it is right or wrong. Life is made up of decisions. The Bible is a book about decision. We must continuously distinguish between what is our own decision and what God's decisions are. God has made just very few decisions about us. And that is why he has given us decision-making ability so that we can choose good or bad. And that is why in the book of Joshua, the Bible says in Joshua 24, verse 15, and if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. That is the scriptures. Therefore, let us focus on how to take right decisions.
Every
one of us, we must take decisions. But few things we must know about decision taking. Your decision determines whether you will be a winner or a loser.
Your decision
creates your reward.
Your
decision creates your gain. Your decision creates your income. Every law in the Bible is about reward. When you obey the law of God, give and it shall be given to you. Honor your father and your mother so that your days may be long. Those are decisions you must make in life. So in taking right decision, spiritual steps to take in making wise decisions. Because it's all about God and yourself. The Bible says, my thought towards you is thought of good, not of evil, to give you a hope and a future. So, number one thing, that you must have a good relationship with God. In order to take right decisions. That is the first step. Number two. In taking right decision, have a plan. To make decision. That is the way to take wise decision. The first plan you must do is this. You must clear your mind from every known sin. You must ask yourself, O Lord, reveal the truth to me. Why do you have to clear your mind from every known sin? As a businessman, as an entrepreneur, sin beclouds the mind. Sin confuses the mind. Sin betrays the mind. And another one you must take is this. Learn to say to the Lord, I want what you want. This is how to take right decision. In taking right decision, what do we do? Exercise patience. The Bible says, ask and you shall receive immediately. Is that what the Bible says? The Bible says, ask, and you shall receive. Sometimes you need to stand strong when God has not spoken. In taking decision, God might take his own time before answering you. Another step you must take is this. Live in confident expectation. Confident expectation. And refuse to run ahead of God. Refuse pressure. Pray without ceasing. Trust God. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all the heart. Lean not on your own understanding. He said, in all your ways, he said, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. The Bible says, hitherto shall a young man cleanse his way. He said, by giving heed unto thy word, O God. He said, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I will not sin against you. This sounds a little bit spiritual. But listen to this. In taking right decisions in life, either in business or in career, it is the power of God moving you.
Agbara Olorun to mu ni rin.
Because why?
Nitori pe kini?
He knows the future.
O mo ojo la re.
That is why all decisions.
Iji ni de gbogbo ipinu wa.
All the business strategies.
Gbogbo awon ona lumokoro
yi. In multinationals.
Ise wa ninu ti ise gbogbo agbaye.
If you want to succeed very well.
Ta ba fe se aseyori dara dara.
By the prompting of the Holy Spirit.
Nipa se ni mimo ta wa jini nikan ni anilo.
Few questions you must ask yourself.
Awon ibere die ta gbodo bi ara wa.
In decision making.
Ninu gbigbe igbesi
abi pipinu. You must ask yourself few questions.
Ki a bi ara wa lere awon
ibere. In order for you to make wise decision in life. Number one question is this. What is the scriptural position towards the decision I am considering? What is the scriptural position towards the decision I am considering? Number two. What serious research
awon ayewo ti o dara wo ni mo ti se
a mentorship
abi awon ti n to ni sona
have I pursue
ohun ni mo ti tele
in making this decision
so di pe mo se ipinu yi
number 3
eketa
am I making a decision to retaliate or punish someone
nje mo se ipinu yi lati fi ya je ni tabi lati gbesan lara eniyan kan
bi who has offended me
eni to ti se si mi
number 4
ekerin
what are all the possible options
kini awon ohun miran
that I can consider before taking this decision. Number 5. What is the most noble and respectful behavior? Possible in this decision. What is the most noble and respectful behavior? Possible in this decision. Number 6. Whose life will be easier because of my decision? Or whose life will be harder? Or be more difficult in this decision? Number 7. How are my decisions affecting my family? In long time or now? Will my decision create a possible greater problem in my future? And the last one. What have others I admired done in this same dilemma? What have others I admire done in the same dilemma? Praise the name of the Lord. We have another question. I'm sure we are following the thing. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. I just got born again. And I'm in a paid employment. A senior manager in my office.
And it's on shabojuto.
And my certificate does not belong to me.
So
what do I do? I've been using it for years. Since I'm the breadwinner with children. Where do I start from? Praise God. That is quite challenging. Our brother just got born again. The truth about it is this. The Bible says in Jeremiah 29, verse
11.
For I know the thought I think towards you, says the Lord. Thought of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. God will take care of you. Even though it seems as if your past is pursuing you. But don't worry. The Lord will take care of your needs. You remember Zacchaeus in the Bible? And he said, all the things I owe, I'll give back to the owner. If the certificate does not belong to you, God will take care of you, return the certificate. Trash it. And the Lord will take care of you. That is what we call restitution. Restitution is a practical, genuine conversion experience. Restitution is a practical, genuine conversion experience. It is an art of making amends of wrong. If we have done it against our fellow men. I remembered one of our church members in this church who worked for us in our office. And one day he came to me. He said, do you know that some of your books I took it. That is restitution. And he asked for forgiveness. That is to show that the person is genuinely converted. Everything that seems to work against you is working for your good. Whoever that has written this question, everything that seems to work against you will work for your good. Can I hear a powerful amen from the church? The Bible says in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 6, the Lord said, be strong. He said, and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God is he that goeth with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake you. Don't use the certificate again. Ask God for the next steps to take your life. Apologize to your employers. And all shall be well with you. A powerful amen. Thank you, Jesus. The last questions. I'm an importer. When I bring in goods, they do not move well. What can I do to sell more? This person is an importer. And the thing is not moving well. We wish to tell you that there are many importers whose goods are selling very well. These categories of importers have success stories to share. But the important thing is this. You must know the principles. Perhaps it is because you have not learned and applied these principles. That is why you are not making sales. Let's quickly look at some few principles that you can consider. The choice of the products. The choice of the products. What informed you to bring in those goods? Was it well implemented market research? Did you identify customers correctly? Does the product have several strong competing brands? If you did not properly settle all these issues, you may end up having problem with your products. Number two.
Ikeji.
Product visibility and awareness.
Bi oja yo se je gbajugbaja ti gbogbo e ti o je ilumoka.
How well is your product performing and the patronage it enjoys?
Bawo ni oja re yi se nta wara wara tabi bawo ni won se nlo ohun ti o se fun awon eniyan.
This depends on the awareness.
Eleyi ni se nipa bi awon eyan ti mo to bo se je ilumoka si.
Awareness you create to the public. Take advantage of e-commerce. Create a website. Create a Facebook. Create a WhatsApp. Use YouTube. Use TV. Use flyers. Please understand this. Customers are not inside the office. Customers are on the streets. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 1 verse 20 said wisdom cried on the streets. It is in on the streets you can get wisdom. It's on the street you can sell your products. Not sitting in the office. Number three, the location. As an importer, you must identify good location. In the business world, they say location is everything. Can you easily reach your customers? Some products will not sell well if you are in the wrong location. Make sure that your location is suitable for your products. Number four. Make sure that your goods can compete favorably with others. In terms of quality and pricing. You must always check and learn about government regulation. If you want to succeed as an importer. Number five. Affordability. If your pricing is wrong. It will be a problem. Is the product overpriced? Is the product underpriced?
Fixed
prices that your target buyers can afford. Wisdom is the principal thing. Don't you see our 70 days booklet? Everybody can afford it. Praise the name of the Lord. Beloved, when you do all this, your products will sell very well. The Bible says the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. The Lord will help you to flourish in Jesus' name. God bless you all. As we round up this morning, can the congregation please rise upon their feet, please? 3 months ago, before we finish here, somebody just rushed to us in the front. And he said, I have been led to give you so amount of money. And it was not 5 million, it was more than that. It was not 7 million, it was more than that. And to our surprise, he said, he's not just going to do it this year alone. He said, he's going to do it for a couple of years.
Oni fe fun opolopo odun ni sise ntele lohun yo ma
so that the members of our church can be impacted.
Ki awon omo ijo wa ki won le ni won kan le jere
eleyi. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah chapter 9 verse 8.
Ideli so ninu we Isaiah ori kesan seke
jejo. He said the Lord sent a word into Jacob.
Ife Olorun ro oro re jade si Jacob.
And he lighted upon Israel.
O si je fi imole fun Israeli.
I want us to pray some few prayers now. Just only one prayer before our Father comes up. There are many of us that our destiny is attached to so many destinies. The Lord sent a word unto Jacob. It did not only affect Jacob. It brought light upon Israel. The Lord sent a word to Daddy Olukoya. And the light came upon Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry. I want to plead with us. Everything that God has given to you that you can use to impact your generation. Die empty. Don't take it to the grave. There are many people that can do better than what we are doing. The Lord sent the word unto Jacob. And
it
lighted upon Israel. We are going to pray this prayer like this. Secret I need to know. For my destiny to excel. Be revealed unto me. Secret I need to know. For my destiny to excel. Be revealed unto me. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. A louder amen. Last week, we began to look at praying against destiny helpers famine. And we started last week looking at this important thing about destiny helpers. And we went to the book of
Jeremiah
to tell you that Jeremiah was ordained from the mother's womb. We started from that small place. Then we went to the meaning of purpose. Meaning of potentials. We talk about the marriage between potential and purpose. We spoke about what could happen to a person's destiny. And I take it a little bit from there again this morning. Before we start praying again. Bow down your heads and talk to the Lord. Tell the Lord that if my destiny helper has been caged, Lord, release them now. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. In the book of John chapter 1. Nínú ìwé Jòhánù orí ìkíní.
I read from verse 19.
Wọ́n máa kà láti ẹsẹ̀ kọkàndínlógún.
John 1:19.
Ìwé Jòhánù orí ìkíní ẹsẹ̀ kọkàndínlógún.
And this is the record of John.
Èyí sì ni ẹ̀rí Jòhánù.
When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him,
nígbà tí àwọn Jù rọ àwọn àlùfáà àti àwọn ọmọ Lefi láti Jerusalem wá
láti
bí ilé rẹ̀ pé.
And he confessed and denied not.
Ó sì jẹ́wọ́ kò sì fẹ́.
But confessed.
Ó sì jẹ́wọ́ pé.
I am not the Christ.
Èmi kìí ṣe Kristi náà.
And they asked him,
wọ́n sì bí pé.
What then?
Tani.
Art thou Elias?
Ìwọ á ṣe Elijah ni ó bí.
Said, I am not.
Ó sì wí pé bẹ́ẹ̀ kọ́.
Art thou that prophet?
Ìwọ ni wòlíì náà bí.
He answered, no.
Ó sì dáhùn wí pé bẹ́ẹ̀ kọ́.
Then said there unto him,
nítorí náà wọ́n wí fún pé tani ìwọ í ṣe.
Who art thou?
Tani
ìwọ í ṣe. That we may give an answer to them that sent us.
Kí àwa kí ó lè lọ fi ètò fún àwọn tí
wọ́n wá. What says thou of thyself?
Kí ni o wí ní ti ara rẹ?
He said, I am the voice.
Ó wí pé èmi lé ohun.
I am the voice.
Èmi lé ohun.
Of one crying in the wilderness.
Ẹni tí ń kígbe ní ijù.
Make straight the way of the Lord.
Ẹṣẹ́ kí ọ̀nà Olúwa tọ́.
As said the prophet Isaiah.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí wòlíì Isaiah ti wí.
And they which were sent were of the Pharisees.
Àwọn tí a rán sì jẹ́ nínú àwọn Farisi.
And they asked him.
Wọ́n sì bí léèrè.
And said unto him.
Wọ́n sì wí fún un pé.
Why baptized thou then?
Ǹjẹ́ èé ṣe ìtí ìwọ fi ń baptize?
If thou be not Christ.
Bí ìwọ kìí bá ṣe Kristi
náà. Not Elias.
Tàbí Elijah.
Neither the prophet.
Tàbí wòlíì náà.
In the school of mysteries of life.
Nílé ẹ̀kọ́ àwọn àdìtú ayé.
There are 8 major questions every human being must answer.
Àwọn ìbéèrè pàtàkì mẹ́jọ ló wà tí gbogbo ẹ̀dá àlàyé láti máa fèsì sí.
The school of the mysteries of life.
Ìyẹn nínú ilé ẹ̀kọ́ àwọn àdìtú ayé.
The first question.
Ìbéèrè kíní.
Is this question they were asking John?
Òun ni ìbéèrè wọ́n béèrè lọ́wọ́ Jòhánù yìí.
Who am I?
Pé ta ni èmi ń ṣe?
That is a question of identity.
Ìyẹn ni ìbéèrè ìdání ara ẹni mọ̀.
Who am I?
Tani mi.
A correct definition of who you are.
Àpèjúwe tó péye ní parúfé ènìyàn tó jẹ́.
Will lead you to a correct evaluation of your ability.
Òun ni yóò jẹ́ kó lè ṣe àgbéyẹ̀wò tó péye nípa ohun tó ní ipá láti ṣe.
A wrong definition will lead to an incorrect assessment of your personality.
Àpèjúwe tí yóò tọ̀nà kò ní jẹ́ kó lè ṣe ìgbéyẹ̀wò ara rẹ bí ó ti tọ́ àti bí ó ti yẹ.
That's why we keep telling people.
Kò nínú láti máa ń sọ sí etí ìfún àwọn ènìyàn.
Until you know your name.
Pé títí di ìgbà tó mọ orúkọ rẹ.
You cannot see your aims.
O lè wá rí àwọn ìlépa rẹ.
The first question is who am I?
Ìbéèrè kìíní ni pé tani mi.
Your correct and exact definition of yourself.
Àpèjúwe tó péye tó sì tọ̀nà nípa irúfẹ́ ènìyàn tó jẹ́.
Is what that question is asking you.
O ni ìbéèrè yìí ń béèrè lọ́wọ́.
Your correct and exact definition of yourself from your manufacturer.
Àpèjúwe bó ti ṣe jẹ́ gan látọ̀dọ̀ ẹni tó ṣe ẹ̀dá rẹ.
The answer you got from your manufacturer.
Ìdáhùn ìbéèrè tó rí gbà látọ̀dọ̀ ẹni tó ṣe ẹ̀dá rẹ.
Who is God?
Tí ṣe Ọlọ́run.
Because no one can explain or interpret a product.
Ìyẹn ni pé kò sí ẹni tó lè ṣàlàyé nípa ọjà bí ohun èlò kan.
Better than the person who made it.
Ju ẹni tó ṣẹ̀dá ohun èlò tàbí ọjà náà.
That is the first question.
Eléyìí ni ìbéèrè kíní.
Are you able to answer that question?
Wà lè dáhùn ìbéèrè yìí bí?
Who really are you?
Tani ó ní tòótọ́.
Do you really know?
Ǹjẹ́ o mọ̀?
Because if you don't know.
Torí pé tó o bá mọ̀.
There's a problem.
Ìṣòro wà ní ibùba.
Two.
Ìkejì.
Where am I from?
Láti ibo ni mo ti wá.
Second question in the mystery of life.
Ìbéèrè kejì nípa àdìtú ayé yìí.
Where am I from?
Èdè pé láti ibo ni mo ti wá.
It talks about heritage.
Ó sọ nípa àjogúnbá.
What? That is, what is your foundation?
Ìyẹn ni pé kí ni ìpìlẹ̀ rẹ̀?
Who was your father? Who was your mother? Who was your grandfather? Who was your grandmother? What were they doing?
Ta ló bí ọ? Ta ni bàbá rẹ? Ta ni ìyá rẹ? Ta ni bàbá bàbá rẹ? Tàbí ta ni ìyá rẹ?
From which tree have you dropped as a leaf?
Láti orí igi wo ló ti já sí ilẹ̀ gẹ́gẹ́ bí ewé?
Where am I from?
Láti ibo ni mo ti ṣẹ̀.
Three.
Ìkẹta.
The third question to be asked.
Ìbéèrè kẹta tó ní ìbéèrè.
Why am I here?
Ìdí rẹ̀ tí mo ṣe ń wà níhìn-ín.
What am I doing here?
Kí ló tí mo ṣe níbí báyìí?
It's talking about purpose.
The first question, what can I do? What am I supposed to do here?
It's
talking about potential.
Fine.
Who do I work with? Talking about relationship. 6. Where am I going? Where am I really going? It's talking about destiny and fulfillment.
7.
What kind of legacy am I going to leave behind? What would they be saying about me after I've gone? And then finally, question 8. Who are my destiny helpers? Who are they? Those 8 questions. They are the mystery questions of life. And the earlier you find an answer to them, the better. The earlier you begin to find answers to those questions, the better. One thing is certain, beloved. Whoever you are, wherever you are coming from, you cannot live your life in isolation. No matter how smart you are, no matter how bright you are, no matter how gifted you are, no matter how talented you are, no matter how anointed you are, you need destiny promoters and destiny helpers. There are people divinely positioned to help you in your life's journey. To fulfill your destiny, there must be a connection between you and people strategically positioned by God to assist you in realizing your dreams. There are those people that are divinely programmed to move you to your next level. These are people who are catalysts to your destiny fulfillment. These are people that have been programmed by heaven to provide the help you need to achieve your goals in life. They play a defining role in your life. As many people as are here this day, I want your amen to roar like thunder as I pray this prophetic prayer on your life. I decree upon you right now that the powers blocking your destiny helpers shall die violently in the name of Jesus. I decree upon your life in the name of Jesus. I decree upon your life that negative destiny adjusters that makes people's destiny to stammer shall flee from your presence in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And any power killing your helpers shall be killed by angels of God in the name of Jesus. Any false occupier of the seat of your destiny helpers shall vacate in the name of Jesus. And the serpents
the serpent riding the horse of your destiny shall somersault and die in the name of Jesus. And any power assigned to terminate your helpers shall destroy themselves in the name of Jesus. They shall destroy themselves. They shall destroy themselves. They shall destroy themselves. In the name of Jesus. And this last pronouncement, I want a tenfold, violent, powerful amen. Every carefully designed spiritual blindness to make you miss your efforts of destiny shall be wiped away by the blood of Jesus. Remain standing, beloved. We continue next time. Can you shout this loud and clear? Anti-helper perfume. Hanging on my life. Is that the loudest you can shout it? Clear away in the name of Jesus. Command them to clear the way. In Jesus' name we pray. Strong man! Shouting unto me. No helper. No helper. Can you say that loud and clear? Death! In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. A louder amen. Father, we thank you for a time like this. We thank you for your children you brought to this morning service. I decree that it shall be well with you. Where they have been telling you there is no way, the way shall be mysteriously open unto you. In the name of Jesus. And I issue the curse of God. I pronounce the curse of the Almighty upon any power that has said certain people will never marry. Any power that says your wedding bell will not ring, they shall not see the end of this month. In the name of Jesus. And right there where you are, receive the touch of heaven.
be positioned in the center of divine favor. The Lord blesses you from Zion. Make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. You shall go from strength to strength and from glory to glory. Father, all the prayer requests are answered them by fire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And let us share the grace in fellowship. Of the Lord forever and ever. Serving Jericho this time, hallelujah, let's go.